Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Relay Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the amateur radio, on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. It is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Carr Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Amateur Radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a club member, if you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the bid at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, loud and clear. KA3TFB, what a difference a day makes. Mr. Jeff, top of the day to you. Good evening to all there from Franklin Park Borough in western Pennsylvania. It is chilly, chilly bone cold. Back to net control from KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
KA3TFB, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Mr. Jeff and group, good evening again. I don't know what happened. I just can't, this is a mystery I can't solve. Someone left the door open. Let all that cold, bitter air down through here. I'll tell you what, we're not going to get above freezing until the end of the week sometime. And, you know, they can change the forecast whenever it suits them. They were predicting the 7-degree low in the last couple hours. And I looked at it again. Now they're predicting 1 degree above zero. Now, I don't know how, you know, I don't know what a difference 7 degrees or 8 degrees makes. But, you know, for every degree it goes below freezing, I shake a little more. So I'm shaking a lot. Everything's cold. You know, even the places that are warm are cold. And, well, I don't like cold weather. You know, but anyhow, good hearing from you, Mr. Jeff, and I can hear better tonight than I could yesterday. It was hit and miss. Sometimes I'd hear words and phrases, but I couldn't make anything out. But anyhow, working good tonight, and I'm going to encourage everyone to put 2 blankets on the bed tonight, so be twice as warm. Ha 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 ha. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
All right, Bill. Yeah, it's funny how they change their forecast on the news for anybody. They change it when it's done. It doesn't work that way. All right, well, stay warm down there and break up the heat. All right. My screen is on the radio lab. So, QAIT, and control for the Viber Relay Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members again.
And 2PFM, good evening, Jeff. WA2U.
All right, there's 3 more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the night. We've got a temperature 8 degrees here on the mountains, right? I was 22, but that was at midnight. It's been colder ever since. Got 2 inches of lake effect snow overnight into this morning, and then I thought when everything was supposedly canceled for the Jefferson and Lewis counties, I saw it starting to snow. I thought, well, come on, I mean, are they completely out of their birds or what? And then about 10 minutes later, it stopped completely, and the sun came out, so... kind of glad of that. Yes, I got the two big logs going there on the wood stove. The gas base heater is up there on about 66 right now, and I'm going to be putting this big comforter on over the top of the regular blanket tonight for sure. And I got the water trickling too. So with that, the bathroom. So that's the story of what's going on here. We'll say God bless and 73 to all. And stay warm, everyone. And two, PSM clear.
All right, George. Well, it feels like it's going to get down there chilly tonight, but that's wrong. But, all right. Well, you may end up having to throw another log or two on there before the night's over, I'm sure. All right, well, have a good one there, George. We'll catch up with you later. N2KPR, Rich, good evening. What's up?
Not too much today. It's been a very quiet day. I've been on the computer. I told somebody I downloaded the tech course for it from YouTube. Then I found out there was also a online course for Amateur Extra, so I said, well, I'm going to download that one for me. Maybe I'll get a little explanation, figure out what I was doing now. And I've also been watching the videos, part of them anyways, while downloading them. Not being a computer. And I'm learning something. The guy's name is David Kessler. He's from the western side of Colorado. And he explains everything thoroughly. And I mean thoroughly. He's the best one I've ever seen out this. And earlier this afternoon, I went downstairs and visited with the ladies. Got there for a couple hours, and one lady daughter came in that I've been flirting with her ever since I met her. And her and I were throwing bars back and forth, getting everybody laughing, you know. We were laughing about it, too. We enjoyed picking on each other all the time. And she was telling me that the couldn't get her bath mat, mother's bath mat to stay put. I said, oh, really? Why don't you just flip it over and put the suction cups down? It works even better yet. I thought I was going to get beat to death after that one. But after a while, she got done slapping me. She started chuckling to herself. And we headed upstairs to go put on some strips. Complained about the price of them. I said, all you had to do was ask me. I had a whole bunch of them. I thought I was going to get killed on that one, too. But she just looked at me and walked away. And after that, I came back up here and started doing some more recording and made dinner. Turned on the radio. Tried to get that echo in first, but my finger slipped, and I ended up connecting to KC2YU repeater in New York City. That was funny, because the guy's name was Jeff, who's control officer. Thank you. I'm going to 7388. Everybody, I'm going to stay warm. I'm already warm now, and I'm not going anyplace. Not for a couple of days. And you keep it.
Alright, Rich. Well, warm over there. Forecast going to get a little cool. I think we have our mind thermometer over here is 9 degrees. So, we'll see what happens with the weather as it goes on. And, yeah, you can find a lot. As a matter of fact, there's websites out there. I'm trying to remember the name of something here off the top of my head. It's called Khan Academy Hero. I can't do it phonetically today. Khan, K-H-A-N, today. You can find those. It's called khanacademy.org, where they can teach you any course you want, to learn. If you want to brush up on your math, that's how I used it. I couldn't remember how to do some certain algebra. I said, you know, every once in a while I need it. I said, you know, I got to go back and brush up on algebra. I used it here. So I went back through, and you can start right from the beginning, from 1 plus 1, and work your way all the way up. traffic and everything else. So that's a good one to, for if you want to continue your learning on anything. So. All right. Well, thanks, Rich. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. That brings us to WA2U. John, good evening. Tell me, please, that you fired up that wood stove, because it's going to be quick soon.
WA to you. Well, good evening to you, Jeff. Everyone on frequency and those out there listening. No, we haven't yet. I know it sounds kind of strange, but let's see. What did we do? It's been a while, Kathy. Friday. Let's see. Friday evening. She was here at this event on Friday evening. Got her carpeting installed on Friday. And then I started moving a couple pieces of gym equipment out into the foyer. Next thing I know, I had a good percentage of out there, so I got to put some of the stuff together. But so I did that Friday. Saturday went out, got the ears lowered, as they say, and went down to the city and did some shopping, stopped at Lowe's, picked up some baseboard stuff. Boy, nice wood baseboard at golden prices. Did get the chop saw set up with a 45. It just cold out of the shop, so I haven't gone out and done that, but got to put the baseboard and put the gym back together, so, you know, really move the machine, like the elliptical and some of the weight machine into the corner. I got it a little ways away from the wall, but they did a nice job on the carpeting. And then Saturday, it was a few of us, we came over with a four-wheeler. We got back in the evening. We went into camp and got the old wood stove, chunk stove fired up, 1860 minutes. Boy, that thing can still crank. So I had that and had a couple coolers of 807s and sat around. I think we came back around midnight. I got here and they came and visited for a while. We listened to a little bit more music. And we stayed up for a while and made some pizza. Had a good weekend, but it's chilly out there. Yeah, I didn't burn the wood because I was afraid of things would have been just in the way, so to get everything squared away, we'll get the wood stove going. But boy, it is sure nice to have the light at the end of the tunnel. A lot of stuff we want to do is small project. We'll put a siding outside, wait for the better weather in the spring and some other little projects. But interesting enough, our phone acted up Saturday afternoon. I couldn't figure out. I said, well, maybe some ice came off the roof and got a hold of the wire. So sure enough, I went outside, and one of the wires was questionable. It was severed. You'd have to see this to believe it. And I knew that was going upstairs where the internet was. So I cut the wire, and I taped them together. So I had two pigtails, and I taped them up and stripped the wires. And I was outside. Boy, the koi dogs, whatever, they were howling up a storm. And it was, I thought, well, I don't know if I want to be out here. So I went inside and got some self-protection, came back outside. I said, this is crazy. I took the wires, and there were like eight wires in each one. I cut the wires, and I said, well, I'll deal with this tomorrow. I can't really tell what color the wires are. There were eight of them. I said, whatever happened to this black and green? And I went back inside, and I picked up the cordless phone, and no kidding, there's a dial tone. So somehow, Frontier is supposedly going to be here tomorrow and straighten it out. There's no internet, but there must be a secondary line here, because those wires, I had a friend, I said, look at this, the wires are suspended. They're 3 inches apart. They're not making any contact. So we'll see what happens. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. And
all right, John. Well, you'll have plenty of campfire wood this summer. Well, I tell you, I got about a million different cable wires and phone wires that come to the house, and there is no, they don't go anywhere. They're not hooked up to anything anymore. And I think we had, we had a DSL line when we first got in here, and boy, they messed that up for a while. And then DirecTV came in at that time, and they put in a patch to the phone line so the boxes could call home, and then they ended up cutting those because now they don't need them because they have the wireless Wi-Fi built into the boxes now, so they just connect right to the internet and do the communication from there, which is way more efficient. And besides, most of your phones today are digital, and half the time they have a hard time communicating over a digital line because they're using, they're coming through on it with the analog signal. Anyway, so I know how that goes. You find a bunch of wires under there that don't go anywhere. And I hear you on projects. I got one brewing up here for camp myself. You know, I think I mentioned to you too, I had bought two new batteries for the camp there, some big AGM batteries there, the big professional kind. Matter of fact, you know, they're built for off-grid, housing, and the old, you know, the ones they developed for the military, for the planes and the tanks and the Humvees and stuff, where you need a battery that's rugged and had a lot of amp hours in it. So anyway, I got two of them. Instead of putting them in parallel, I'm going to put them in series. So I got to upgrade a bunch of stuff here. I got to go up to a 24 volt inverter, and I have to get a step down from 24 volt down to the 12 volt for the ham equipment and the lighting I have, the 12 volt lighting I have up there. So a lot of this stuff I've never done before. So I bought I've got a fuse box, a new inverter on order. I got to get some block fuses for the batteries, and oh boy, I got a big checklist. So I got a project brewing. I just got to wait till I can drive all this stuff in. The batteries, each battery is 160 pounds, so it's not something I can quite snowmobile in. At least I don't want to anyway. And besides, I want to be able to get it all set up from day one with good sun too. But, all right, John. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right, that's the bottom of the list. So this is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins? KA2 ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, pretty quiet down here, actually. We had lighthouse most of the day, but early evening here, it's showing a little bit south of us. I haven't looked out lately. Maybe it's moved back up again, but I don't think so. I think at the moment it's running a little bit clear of us. And let's see, we're at 16 degrees, and that was about the high for the day, actually. It didn't make much change today. So, as far as how much snow we got, you know, I've always had trouble. Your uncle was the one that your grandfather used to say, you can't measure horizontal snow. So, that's about the size of it here, a lot of wind. 7 feet on the ground.
All right, Jack. Yeah, I remember him saying that a lot. In fact, funny you mention him. I had my aunt was over to his house there today. You know, he passed away a while back. She was cleaning out his office because she's up for a couple weeks. And she found an old rig of his, and she sent it over here to me. An old Yaesu FT23R, so I don't have a charger or anything for it here, I don't know if it works. Yeah, I know you had another one over there too, and I haven't gotten a chance to get over there and dig around and find it. In another handheld there too, I should probably find. I'm the only one in the family who doesn't use those, practicing ham anymore, so I've been meaning to go there and look, but anyway, it was kind of interesting you bring them up, because I ran across new equipment today from him. Anyway, all right, Jack, well, have a good one. Stay warm out there, and hopefully you can put that shovel to rest. All right, it's KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I've been working all day. I feel like I've been working every day here for the last... Actually, I have. I've been working every day here for the last... I don't remember when my last day off was, about 8 or 9 days ago, somewhere in there. I've been working it straight through, and that's fine. This is that time of year. There's not a lot to do outside, so I try to pack in all the hours now, and so that way I get to spend more time up at camp and everywhere else in the spring, summer, fall. So that's about it. Nothing else really to report. We did some errands today, and like I said, I ran down to VA2 OK's. Home base there, and I'm back to work. So, all right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Center? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WS comment.
Go ahead, Jack. Or John.
John, Jack. I guess it's all interchangeable. Yeah, I just find on the batteries. We have one of those here, and the thing I like the best is not having to worry about spilling battery acid. It's just so nice. The only complaint, I wish they put some way of, you know, holding on to it with one of the AGM batteries, and there's absolutely no way to adapt anything to grab a hold of it, so I usually just wrap my arms around and pick it up, but it's a lot lighter than yours. It only weighs 67 pounds, but they're kind of nice, and they come like with a 10-year warranty. It sounds like you got the official tank battery. Very good. They'll last you a long time, and they've got some really sophisticated chargers out there. And going down memory lane, yeah, mentioning WA2LK, I used to check in every Friday morning here on the New England WeatherNet. It was like clockwork. Every 39:05 every Friday morning, he would do the New England WeatherNet. So, boy, that brings back some memories. WATU back to net.
Oh yeah, I remember him doing that. That's, yeah, he did it for a long, long time. He's maybe 20, 30 years, somewhere in there. He did it for a long time. And, yeah, I remember he enjoyed that very much. The battery I got is a Sun Extender solar battery, 258 amp hour battery. It does have rope handles. I guess you call them grommets, but not really grommets, but they do the same thing on the side, each side of the battery, and so I was able to put my son on one end and me on the other end, and we carried it upstairs. It's about, I don't know, I'd say almost, they're almost 2 feet long. They probably are about two feet long, and let me see here. I'm trying to see if they got the dimensions here. Yeah, they're almost, let's see, they're 11 inches wide, and oh yeah, they're 20 inches. Okay, so they're just under 2 feet. They're 20.7 inches, and they're 10 inches high. So I tell you, I never had a battery that heavy in my life. I don't even think I ever seen one that heavy. So anyway, we're gonna piece them together in series and get that all hooked up as clean as possible. And I'll run that off. And I'll charge it up with the charge controller through the solar panels up there. That's the plan, and part of that, the fun of all that, is going in there and, you know, finding out what works and what doesn't, playing around with it. So, anyway. All right, are there any other comments or queries?
GPS.
Go ahead, Rich.
The question is going to be for you, and the next one's going to be for John. For you, yeah, there's also ALISON. Which they just nicknamed Dallas. They've got all kinds of courses there. They're like, not quite like Tom, but Tom's got a humongous course lineup. Well, Allison is decent. Then you got Coursera. Then if you're into coding, you know, you can go to Google's Code School, which is pretty decent, you know, for different types of languages. So there's a lot of free stuff, plus every college, just about every major university now has free online courses. So it can help, you know, but whoever needs anything, all they have to do is Google it. They'll find it. And I'm telling everybody that the way things are going with the colleges, there's more colleges now going online free than they are, you know, they're getting the money somehow, but they're putting courses online for free, and maybe there might be one or two paid courses or four courses, who knows, some of your higher level courses. But most of your lower level courses are free now. I'm telling everybody, why waste your money to go to college? do it online for nothing.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that. That's definitely true. You can learn pretty much whatever you want there online these days. And it won't be long. It's just going to, everybody's brain's going to plug right into the network. If you don't want to learn something, you just think about it and learn it. So, anyway, all right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
AQ, a quick one for Rich there.
Go ahead.
Now, Rich, and anyone might be interested, yeah, the telephone line is buried all the way from the road over to the house. It gets to the house, and it goes up into some conduit into the box. But the people that were here, they showed up at, I hope it doesn't happen tomorrow, they showed up at about 10 minutes to 5. I think they end at 5. What basically happened is the guy ran the new wire from the box. He ran it around the outside of the chimney. So it was about 3 feet, 4.5 feet off the ground, then back. It ran along the house, but add insult to injury, I guess he, the staples, when I took some of the wire, the staples were too hard on that wire. They just, they damaged the wire in other places. So hopefully we'll have to make sure that they do the right job tomorrow and get things straightened out. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a problem. So it was something brewing, but of course it's on Saturday, and I thought, well, it's going to be a while before I get telephone line service back, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. Thanks for the thoughts, so WAT, back to that.
Well, you can always stand there as a baseball bat, make sure they talk the right way. That's keep you up.
All right, are there any other comments, queries, or we checking? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the Blackbird Lily service and return to the Seaward Air Ambulance U. I'd like to thank Bill, George, Rich, John, and Jack for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? KD2AIT, clear.
Nobody heard him. Anybody else would like to check in for ICANN? Ready to copy, Mark. Anybody else, final call, anybody else want to check in to ICANN with me out there? Okay, nobody else aboard.
Copy number 64, routine 64, routine.
Watch your traffic, Mark. Thanks a lot. That's a good deal.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your support of our time. Much appreciated. Also, good to hear you, Rich. Okay, final call for our time.
If I get done with bingo and running up, I'll hear me tomorrow. That's your KPI.
Okay, very good. 7-3,